Hi, it's Dave. So it's been a crazy day for Elon Musk and crypto on Twitter. There's been a ton of drama. Elon Musk is taking a lot of heat. And in this video, I'm going to take a look at things from different angles, trying to get to the essence of things. All right, so it all started yesterday with Elon Musk tweeting this tweet about Tesla and Bitcoin. He announced that they're no longer going to take Bitcoin for vehicle purchases. And even though they won't be selling Bitcoin, Tesla, they are going to be looking at other types of cryptocurrencies that use less than 1% of Bitcoin's energy per transaction. And then Elon responded also with the energy usage over the past few months of Bitcoin being insane. And later on today, he actually replied with a few articles kind of detailing some of his convictions where some fossil fuel or coal plants have actually been reinstated or revived due to Bitcoin mining. And this is something I think that really kind of put Elon Musk over the edge. Now, there's been a ton of people complaining in crypto world. And on top of this, Elon Musk stated today, he said he's working with Doge developers to develop system transaction efficiency, right, to improve it. And it's potentially promising. Now, this is huge news for Dogecoin, another crypto that Elon's been fascinated about. And it really shows how serious that Elon is in terms of the potential or the possible potential behind Dogecoin taking transactions. Elon Musk, he also stated after this, he says, "To be clear, I strongly believe in crypto, but it can't drive a massive increase in fossil fuel use, in especially coal." And there's another tweet. I asked if this is going to be from Tesla or if this is something Elon is doing separately with Doge developers. And Terrace Eve says, "Why is Elon focused so much on Doge instead of full self-driving? People paid for it and have been waiting for years. I'm starting to get concerned that he's losing focus." All right. So what I want to talk about today is I want to ask this question, like, is Elon losing focus and kind of what is the story behind, you know, this fascination behind Bitcoin, Dogecoin, crypto, and what can we learn from all this, or what can at least I learn from all this? I think in the bigger picture, the world of crypto and cryptocurrency, crypto economy is actually quite fascinating. There's been largely three use cases over time, over, let's say, more than just past year, but several years that have stood out. The first one is just a store of value, right? You can keep your Bitcoin away from government, especially if you're in another country with a more oppressive government. It won't lose its value as long as there's demand for it, right, for Bitcoin. Second use case has been kind of more of this instrument of investment or speculation, meaning you put your money into Bitcoin and it can go up in value as long as the demand for that, right, Bitcoin is going up. The third kind of use case is decentralized transactions. And we've been proving out, and the crypto economy has been proving out, that you can actually use smart contracts, decentralized finance, to create efficient economic transactions. And that it's possible to perhaps run an entire economic system off of decentralized blockchains and to strip out the inefficiencies that exist in current financial institutions. And this is a huge innovation. It could redefine the economy and even redefine the role of governments. And there's a lot at stake in terms of cryptocurrency and the crypto economy. Now, personally, I'm a proponent of Elon Musk doing his thing. I think he needs time to explore and to learn. And I think the style of Elon is that he learns really fast. He's going to read a ton. He's going to, you know, consult a ton, and he's going to make bold decisions. And after he makes these bold decisions, he's going to get new information that he didn't have before, and he's going to adjust those decisions over time. And so, I mean, this happens over and over again, and I've seen this multiple times over the years. Sometimes his initial decisions are wrong, but at least they were bold and they were clear. And over time, he adjusts his decisions to be less wrong. And this is kind of just the style of Elon Musk. So here's what we know regarding Elon's kind of situation with Bitcoin. He sees the value and the vision of Bitcoin as worthwhile and important, and he's committed to keeping Bitcoin on the balance sheet. However, he's always had some criticism of Bitcoin, even before Tesla's purchase of Bitcoin. He's called it as kind of maybe being overly deflationary, meaning the supply is so static that it could be used more as a speculative instrument that keeps on going up in price. Also, he's actually noted before even buying Bitcoin on Tesla's balance sheet that cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin can use a lot of energy, and that is a concerning thing. I think for Elon, he looks at it from first principles. And I think the recent news or the recent articles where he's discovered, hey, coal plants, fossil fuel plants are coming back online to be fully dedicated to Bitcoin mining. And this is happening in the US and is happening in other countries as well. I think that type of news has really pushed him on the brink, because I think for Elon, he's not trying to compare what Bitcoin is and the energy usage to current day banking or other institutions or other types of economy in the world. Rather, Elon is comparing things to first principles. How should a cryptocurrency be, right? And should a cryptocurrency actually be used to, you know, encourage a fossil fuel or coal plant to get back online? Now, I know this is extremely controversial because, you know, Bitcoin proponents will say, hey, a lot of Bitcoin mining is actually based off of renewable energy. And, you know, the stats can be controversial, and there's a lot of discrepancy with that too. So I'm not going to go into the details with that, but I'm just trying to share, I think Elon's perspective is that, hey, should a crypto or can a crypto be used that's more efficient, right? And that is actually more sustainable. I think that's his perspective. Elon has been looking into Doge to make Dogecoin more efficient. And I think he's looking at it as a possible, you know, platform where, hey, can it be more efficient than even Bitcoin and Bitcoin transactions? Now, I think personally what Elon might find out with Dogecoin is that Dogecoin might need a complete rewrite. It might actually need to be hard forked. And there's a lot of work that probably needs to be done on Doge. I mean, this is a largely forgotten crypto that started as a joke and hasn't had a lot of development over the years. I think in my opinion, crypto is still in the early ages or early stages. And there are different camps in the whole crypto world. But in my opinion, I think there's a lot of innovation that still is needed to get to be done to really get to crypto to what it can be. Now, there are going to be proponents of Bitcoin who say, hey, it's one and done. Bitcoin is always going to be right here and now and forever. However, I think there's another side to get the whole economy or a large part of the economy to run on crypto. You need to get scalability. You need to get super low transaction fees, and you need to maintain high security. And there are a lot of factors that it makes it difficult to really achieve these three things all at one time. Now, there are a lot of players in the crypto space, and they're all trying to, you know, solve this crypto problem of scalability, low transaction fees, and security. Some have more promising solutions than others. However, I think it makes sense. There's a lot at stake. We're talking about perhaps trillions and trillions of dollars of value at stake, and a lot of work has been put into it. In my opinion, I think if Elon wanted to, he could create a new crypto from scratch. And personally, I would be all for it. A lot of people would criticize him because they're saying, hey, there's no way he could, you know, make another crypto. Why don't he just support one of the existing projects out there? But in my opinion, Elon has cracked kind of the innovation code. He's hacked it where he's able to use a small amount of time to really drive a lot of innovation. One example is with Boring Company. He uses less than 1% of the time to run an entire, you know, innovative Boring Company. Or for example, Neuralink, one of the most promising, you know, companies, I think, in the next few decades. He's really spearheading it, but it's doing it in his free time. And I think part of the equation is that Elon has found a way to bring together kind of a huge ambition, hardcore engineering, and relentless execution all together in one place. And he's learned to really, you know, be able to orchestrate, drive that with a small amount of kind of time commitment on his part. Anyways, we'll see. I'm not counting on it that Elon is going to create his own crypto, but I think it definitely would be interesting. And it's going to be interesting just to see how all of this plays out. Overall, I'm not too concerned about Tesla and Elon losing focus. Elon, one of his strengths is keeping focus, is really keeping to the mission. And Tesla's doing fine. They're executing. It's an 80,000 person company right now, running at full speed with full self-driving, with batteries, with ramping all factories, Berlin, Austin, Shanghai, etc. And I think the future is very bright at Tesla. Anyways, if this video has been helpful, go ahead, like it, subscribe to my channel. All my videos can be found on an audio podcast. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter, and my handle there is HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you in my next video. Thanks.